A Quiet Evening at Home by Vanessa Clark.
It's my turn. You've been on it for hours, cried her son from the living room.
But I've only just started, came his sister's predictable reply.
It had seemed such a good idea to their mother to buy the twins a Nintendo Wii video game for their birthday. She should have known better. Now they would come and disturb her in the kitchen while she was trying to cook dinner. Sure enough, in came Jack moaning.
"Mom, Lily's hogging the Wii."
Her suggestion that they might try a two-player game didn't go down well. Jack stomped upstairs to his bedroom, and soon the house was shaking to the thump, thump, thump of drum and bass music. She was afraid that the noise would disturb the twins' older brother, Oscar, who was doing his homework in his bedroom, so she left the cooking and went to check on him. There he was, sitting at the computer, watching video clips of car crashes at full volume. But of course, what had she thought he might actually be working? She was just about to challenge him when the high-pitched wailing of the smoke alarm started downstairs.
"Oh, damn, the onions," she cried, as she galloped down to stop the ear-splitting noise. As she couldn't reach the ceiling to turn the stupid thing off, she ran to the cupboard in the hall to find a broom with a long handle in order to reach the red off button. A few minutes later, the whole house fell quiet. Not only the smoke alarm, but also the music and the computer and the Wii were silent. The lights had gone off too, leaving the house in darkness. All three children came to find their mother, one by one, complaining that their various forms of electronic entertainment had crashed.
"I think it's just a power cut. Nothing to worry about," she reassured them. "I'll phone the electricity company. Go through to the living room, all of you. Jack, you can light a fire. Lily, light those scented candles you gave me for my birthday. And Oscar, put some bread and cheese on a plate. I can't cook anything, can I?" When she went into the room 5 minutes later, she was met by cheerful flames in the fireplace, the sweet smell of vanilla, and the twins fighting.
"It was my idea."
"No, it was mine."
"Whose was it, idea?" she asked.
"We want to toast the bread on the fire," they both replied. She had to admit it was a good idea, whoever had had it, and soon all four of them were toasting bread over the flames, with only a small amount of pushing for the best position in front of the fire.
"This reminds me of when we were little," said Oscar, "and we used to stay at Grandpa's. We used to play cards around the fire. Why don't we do that now?"
2 hours later, after a relatively fight-free game of whist, an almost harmonious game of Scrabble, and a very silly game of charades in the semi-darkness, it was time for the children to go to bed. Tonight, there were no arguments about bedtime. All three were calm and sleepy. They were all in their pyjamas and under the bed covers in less than 10 minutes. Their mother went from room to room, turning off the electronic games and gadgets, the electric lights and lamps.
"What if the power comes back on? We don't want everything springing back to life in the middle of the night, do we?" she said.
"Good night, and let's just hope the electricity is back on by the morning."
She walked downstairs, went to the cupboard in the hall, opened the little door of the fuse box, and pushed the fuses back into place. The hall light came back on. "Time for a glass of wine and a DVD in peace," she smiled to herself. "Perhaps we should have a power cut more often."